From the moment of my arrival in her apartment, I'd been wondering why Mameha had summoned me. I'd already decided that it had nothing to do with the kimono, but it wasn't until now that my eyes finally opened to what had been right before me all along. Mameha must have made up her mind to use me in seeking her revenge on Hatsumomo. It was obvious to me they were rivals. Why else would Hatsumomo have destroyed Mameha's kimono 2 years earlier? No doubt Mameha had been waiting for just the right moment, and now, it seemed, she'd found it. She was going to use me in the role of a weed that chokes out other plants in the garden. She wasn't simply looking for revenge, unless I was mistaken. She wanted to be rid of Hatsumomo completely. "In any case," Mameha went on, "nothing will change until Mrs. Nida lets you resume your training." "I don't have much hope," I said, "of ever persuading her." "Don't worry just now about persuading her. Worry about finding the proper time to do it." I'd certainly learned a great many lessons from life already, but I knew nothing at all about patience, not even enough to understand what Mameha meant about finding the proper time. I told her that if she could suggest what I ought to say, I would be eager to speak with Mother tomorrow. "Now, Chio, stumbling along in life is a poor way to proceed. You must learn how to find the time and place for things. A mouse who wishes to fool the cat doesn't simply scamper out of its hole when it feels the slightest urge. Don't you know how to check your almanac?" I don't know if you've ever seen an almanac. To open one and flip through the pages, you'll find it crammed with the most complicated charts and obscure characters. Geisha are a very superstitious lot, as I've said. Auntie and mother, and even the cook and the maids, scarcely made a decision as simple as buying a new pair of shoes without consulting an almanac. But I'd never checked one in my life. "It's no wonder, all the misfortunes you've experienced," Mameha told me. "Do you mean to say that you tried to run away without checking if the day was auspicious?" I told her my sister had made the decision when we would leave. Mameha wanted to know if I could remember the date, which I managed to do after looking at a calendar with her. It had been the last Tuesday in October, 1929, only a few months after Satsu and I were taken from our home. Mameha told her maid to bring an almanac for that year, and then, after asking my sign, the year of the monkey, she spent some time checking and cross-checking various charts, as well as a page that gave my general outlook for the month. Finally, she read aloud, "A most inauspicious time. Needles, unusual foods, and travel must be avoided at all costs." Here she stopped to look up at me. "Do you hear that? Travel." After that it goes on to say that you must avoid the following things. Let's see, bathing during the hour of the rooster, acquiring new clothing, embarking on new enterprises, and listen to this one, changing residences. Here Mameha closed the book and peered at me. "Were you careful about any of those things?"